Unit 164. There's a good 3 miles to the station.
父亲认为路太远了，要你租的士。他说，这里距车站足足3里。
There's a good 3 miles to the station. There's a good 3 miles to the station.
你买来了新的电脑，请朋友安装调试。朋友说，他得好好试一下。
I'll give it a good try. I'll give it a good try.
正是梅雨季节，衣服要发霉了。你说你要彻底地晾干它们。
I'll give them a good dry. I'll give them a good dry.
你回到家时已经很疲倦了。你说你今天整整干了一天的活。
I have a good day's work today. I have a good day's work today.
修车时你的衣服沾到了油污，妻子说得好好洗一下。
It needs a good wash. It needs a good wash.
这房子很久不住人了，你说你们得来一次彻底的清洁。
We should give it a good cleaning. We should give it a good cleaning.
你今天早上起来格外精神，你说你足足睡了一夜的好觉。
I had a good night's sleep.I had a good night's sleep.
你警告他不要胡来，你说你会狠狠地给他一次教训的。
I'll give you a good lesson. I'll give you a good lesson. Unit 165. Our forefathers handed down the customs to us.
你在外教看过婚俗表演，你说这都是先辈传给你们的习俗。
These are the customs our forefathers handed down to us.These are the customs our forefathers handed down to us.
你家有许多珍贵的古董，你说这是一代一代传下来的。
Those were handed down from one generation to another. Those were handed down from one generation to another.
你拿出一枚钻石给他看，你说这钻石已经传了好几代了。
The diamond has been handed down for generations.The diamond has been handed down for generations.
父亲说婚礼按习俗办。你问，干嘛要按传下来的习俗去办呢？
Why follow the traditions handed down? Why follow the traditions handed down?
这里的人世代笃信上帝。朋友带你看了这个仪式，他说，这个仪式已传下来几代了。
The ceremony was handed down for centuries.The ceremony was handed down for centuries.
这辆古旧的福特车已经成为现在人们珍贵的收藏品了。你说这是祖父传下来的。
It was handed down by my grandfather. It was handed down by my grandfather.
你拥有一套旧房子，你说这是父亲留给你的。
My father handed it down to me. My father handed it down to me.
你们拥有一个财产继承的习俗，你说财产一般是传给长子。
Property was usually handed down to the oldest son. Property was usually handed down to the oldest son. Unit 166. Personally, I'm in favor of the new policy.
大家在讨论如何看待这项新政策。你说以你个人态度，你赞成这项政策。
Personally, I'm in favor of the new policy.Personally, I'm in favor of the new policy.
听说他要离开你们小组，你对他说，从个人来讲，他离开你会很遗憾的。
Personally, I'll be sorry if you leave. Personally, I'll be sorry if you leave.
看过电影，大家说不太好，你说你个人认为还不错。
Personally, I think it is very good. Personally, I think it is very good.
朋友要你对他的个人画展评论几句，你说你倒愿意讲几句个人意见。
I'd like to make some personal comments. I'd like to make some personal comments.
谈到 Hart 先生，你说别人可能不同意，但你个人认为他是个好人。
You may not agree, but personally I think he is a good man. You may not agree, but personally I think he is a good man.
你向上司汇报了工作。他说他本人不相信你汇报的内容。
Personally, I don't believe what you said in the report. Personally, I don't believe what you said in the report.
他拿出项目建议书征求你的意见。你说，你个人看来报告没有什么毛病。
Personally, I see nothing wrong with it. Personally, I see nothing wrong with it.
会议上讨论了这篇报告。他说，他想就报告谈一些个人的看法。
I want to say something personal about the report. I want to say something personal about the report. Unit 167. His speech was just ordinary.
你正为没有去听 Peter 的讲座而遗憾。朋友认为没有什么可遗憾的，他的讲座很一般。
His speech was just ordinary. His speech was just ordinary.
你想起了十八岁生日那天，家人忘了你的生日。你说那天你们吃了一顿平常的饭。
It was an ordinary dinner. It was an ordinary dinner.
那位作家似乎没有从前那样有才华了。你说他出版的新书太平常了。
His latest book is quite ordinary. His latest book is quite ordinary.
你千里迢迢赶去参加一个研讨会，可你很失望。你说那些讨论题目太平庸了。
The topics in the discussion are too ordinary. The topics in the discussion are too ordinary.
他递过来一盒很旧的磁带，他说，这可不是普通的舞会音乐。
This isn't a piece of ordinary dance music. This isn't a piece of ordinary dance music.
他主持的节目很贴近人们的生活。他说，这个节目只谈最普遍的问题。
It only talks of the most ordinary things. It only talks of the most ordinary things.
伟大的人常说这样的一句话，我也是普通人。
I'm an ordinary man too.I'm an ordinary man too.
他取得的成绩是用汗水换来的，可他说没有什么不寻常的。
It's nothing out of the ordinary. It's nothing out of the ordinary. Unit 168. I'm not quite clear about it yet.
有人来询问是否上级有了关于退休津贴的新规定。你说你对此还不清楚。
I'm not quite clear about it yet.I'm not quite clear about it yet.
上司交代完工作又问，你是否明白该做些什么？
Are you clear about what to do? Are you clear about what to do?
妈妈还在不停地叮嘱你，你说你明白她期望你什么？
I'm clear as to what you expect of me. I'm clear as to what you expect of me.
记者招待会上，发言人说，在这个问题上他们的立场是明确的。
Our stand on this question is clear. Our stand on this question is clear.
他见到你连招呼都不打，你说你不清楚他为什么这样做。
To me, it's not clear why he did it. To me, it's not clear why he did it.
他含含糊糊想把问题搪塞过去，你说他应该给你一个明晰的解释。
You should give me a clear explanation.You should give me a clear explanation.
你请了朋友几次，他都没来。你说，很显然他是不打算来了。
It's clear that he doesn't intend to come. It's clear that he doesn't intend to come.
这个湖很有名气，一点污染都没有。你感叹到，湖水像玻璃一样清澈。
The water in the lake is as clear as glass. The water in the lake is as clear as glass. Unit.169. I'm busy preparing for my exam.
哥哥一整天都坐在房里复习，他说正在准备考试。
I'm busy preparing for my exam. I'm busy preparing for my exam.
同事问你，上次讲座怎么没见过你？你说在忙着照顾你的祖父。
I was busy looking after my grandfather. I was busy looking after my grandfather.
你找了他一天，傍晚才回来。你问他一直在忙什么。
What have you been busy doing? What have you been busy doing?
每年这个季节他都很少回家。他说，日夜不停地忙于各种会议。
I'm busy day and night with conferences. I'm busy day and night with conferences.
为了保险起见，你拜访他之前打了个电话。你问他下午忙不忙。
Are you busy this afternoon? Are you busy this afternoon?
你住的地方很吵，你说那正是最繁忙的街道之一。
This is one of the busiest streets. This is one of the busiest streets.
开店的父亲希望你圣诞节前回家帮他的忙。他说圣诞节期间店铺很忙。
The shop is busy in the Christmas season. The shop is busy in the Christmas season.
朋友约你出去聚一聚，问你是否忙。你说不忙，你愿意去。
I'm not busy. I'd like to go. I'm not busy. I'd like to go. Unit 170. Unusual exertion may affect the heart.
训练要有计划地进行。教练说，超常付出体力会影响心脏。
Unusual exertion may affect the heart. Unusual exertion may affect the heart.
你认为行得正就要勇敢地走下去。你说，别人的闲话不会影响你。
Gossip will not affect me. Gossip will not affect me.
那个财团的发言人说，这次金融危机没有影响到他们的投资。
The financial crisis didn't affect our investment. The financial crisis didn't affect our investment.
妻子劝你不要吸烟，说吸烟会影响健康。
Smoking affects your health. Smoking affects your health.
听完音乐会，丈夫一路沉思。他说音乐总能强烈地感染他的情绪。
Music always affects me very strongly. Music always affects me very strongly.
他的报告来自于他的亲身经验。你说这个报告深深地打动了听众。
The speech deeply affected the audience. The speech deeply affected the audience.
最近市场上出现了假冒的此种产品。经理说他们的产品势必受到影响。
The sales of our product will be naturally affected. The sales of our product will be naturally affected.
今年粮食减产了。市长说这个地区是受到了干旱的影响。
The region was affected by drought. The region was affected by drought. Unit 171. I don't feel my age.
他60岁了还参加长跑，令人吃惊。他说他没感到自己老了。
I don't feel my age. I don't feel my age.
你们在美国的一所小学参观时问校长，在他们国家儿童几岁开始上学？
At what age do children start school in your country? At what age do children start school in your country?
老作家回忆起当年写作的历程，他说他在40岁起开始写作的。
I began to write at the age of 40. I began to write at the age of 40.
记者采访了这个贫穷地区，他说孩子们七八岁时就开始劳动了。
The children began to work at the age of 7 or 8. The children began to work at the age of 7 or 8.
哥哥很羡慕你通晓电脑，他说他在你这么大的时候对电脑一无所知。
I knew nothing about computers at your age.I knew nothing about computers at your age.
弟弟总想问那位女演员的年龄，你提醒他千万不要打听女士的年龄。
You should never ask a lady's age. You should never ask a lady's age.
那位女士说她40岁了，你恭维地说，她看起来比实际年龄年轻多了。
You look much younger than your age. You look much younger than your age.
老人认为你们这一代很幸运。他说你们生活在一个高度进步的时代。
You live in a highly advanced age. You live in a highly advanced age. Unit 172. I'm getting you a wonderful gift.
圣诞节快到了，母亲对儿子说圣诞节要送给他一件精美的礼物。
I'm getting you a wonderful gift for Christmas. I'm getting you a wonderful gift for Christmas.
John 和 Mary 结婚三周年了，父亲对他们说要给他们买钢琴做礼物。
I'm getting you a piano as a gift. I'm getting you a piano as a gift.
你的生日就要到了，丈夫说他要买一套音响做生日礼物。
I'm getting you a stereo for your birthday. I'm getting you a stereo for your birthday.
父亲赚到一大笔钱，你问他会不会买一辆新车做你的生日礼物。
Are you getting me a new car for my birthday? Are you getting me a new car for my birthday?
孩子不听话了， 你吓唬他说你再也不给他买任何东西了，因为他太调皮了。
I won't get you anything because you're so mischievous. I won't get you anything because you're so mischievous.
朋友家新近生了胖儿子，你说你要买点什么东西送给他表示祝贺。
I'm getting you something to congratulate you. I'm getting you something to congratulate you.
你站在商店里的柜台边，想到第一次见朋友的小孩，你说你该给他买点什么呢？
What am I getting him? What am I getting him?
你问他过生日需要什么，他说他只想让你买那件裙子。
I only want you to get me the skirt. I only want you to get me the skirt. Unit 173. I'll go see it.
朋友告诉你那家店转让了，货物都打折出售，你说你要去看一看。
I'll go see it. I'll go see it.
老板交代完工作，顺便对你说先把报纸给他取回来。
Go get the paper for me. Go get the paper for me.
父亲有事要找哥哥谈，你自告奋勇地说你替父亲去把他找回来。
I'll go find him for you. I'll go find him for you.
父亲感冒了，你这里正好有感冒药，弟弟说他去给父亲送药。
I'll go take the medicine to dad. I'll go take the medicine to dad.
忙了一天之后，丈夫劝你坐下来喝点茶，你说你要去洗衣服。
I'll go do some washing. I'll go do some washing.
Mary 病了，同事问你要不要去医院看一看她。
Do you want to go see her in the hospital? Do you want to go see her in the hospital?
同事要出差，问你可不可以去给她订一张火车票。
Will you go reserve a ticket for me?Will you go reserve a ticket for me?
姐姐家有客人抽不开身，她问你愿不愿意为她去买点食品。
Would you go buy some food for me? Would you go buy some food for me? Unit 174. All my efforts were wasted.
几经劝说，她还是没有改正。你说你的努力全白费了。
All my efforts were wasted. All my efforts were wasted.
她是公认的才女，在公司里做文员。你说，做这样千篇一律的工作是浪费了她的才能。
The routine work is a waste of her talents. The routine work is a waste of her talents.
这家公司破产了，大家一点都不感到意外。你说是浪费导致了她破产。
The waste drove it into bankruptcy. The waste drove it into bankruptcy.
他还未准备好足够的资料就要赶着写论文了，你说欲速则不达。
Haste makes waste. Haste makes waste.
孩子洗过脸后没关水龙头就去玩耍了，你提醒他那是浪费水。
That's a waste of water. That's a waste of water.
看来他根本不可能接受你的意见，朋友说别在他身上浪费时间了。
Don't waste time on him. Don't waste time on him.
你认为有时间不如去读些书，你说你不愿意浪费时间跟别人闲聊。
I don't want to waste time by chatting. I don't want to waste time by chatting.
你住院了，有家人在身边照顾你，你告诉同学不要花时间来回跑了。
Don't waste time going to and from. Don't waste time going to and from. Unit 175.I've got to start working out.
你近日来食欲颇佳，体重上升，你说你必须开始做健身运动了。
I've got to start working out. I've got to start working out.
你病了也没吃药，看来是顶不住了，你说你得吃些药了。
I've got to take some medicine. I've got to take some medicine.
节日聚会太多，吃了大鱼大肉，你胃里不舒服，你说你必须换换口味，吃点蔬菜了。
I've got to get some vegetables for a change. I've got to get some vegetables for a change.
机票已经全部订出，家里催着你快点回去，你说你得另想办法回家。
I've got to find another way home. I've got to find another way home.
正在主持会议时，来了一位重要人物找你，你说 你得离开一下。
I've got to leave for a moment. I've got to leave for a moment.
他工资太低，家里还有三个孩子要抚养。他说他得另找一份工作。
I've got to find another job. I've got to find another job.
明天你要请客人来做客，你说你得好好准备一下。
I've got to prepare well. I've got to prepare well.
老板解雇他了，你说你得告诉他事实。
I've got to tell her the truth. I've got to tell her the truth. Unit 176. That really makes sense.
同学说，这样的讲座不去听倒也节省了时间。你同意他的话，说真有道理。
That really makes sense. That really makes sense.
老师讲了许多英语俚语，你很难理解英语为什么这样去表达。你说，不知道这些俚语是什么意思。
The slang doesn't seem to make any sense. The slang doesn't seem to make any sense.
他前言不搭后语的为自己开脱，你听了以后说，一点道理也没有。
It doesn't make any sense.It doesn't make any sense.
你读过了书中对于问题的分析，觉得很不合逻辑。你说，书中的解释令人莫名其妙。
The explanation in the book makes no sense. The explanation in the book makes no sense.
朋友在读古诗，他说得读好几遍，不然根本读不懂。
It doesn't make sense until you read it again and again.It doesn't make sense until you read it again and again.
哥哥出门前留了张条子，奇奇怪怪地画了一些符号。父亲说他看不懂这张字条。
I can't make sense of the message. I can't make sense of the message.
妻子上班把儿子锁在屋里，丈夫责怪说怎么能把孩子一个人留在家里。
Does it make sense to leave him alone in the room? Does it make sense to leave him alone in the room?
你告诉父亲你刚刚做了常规体检，父亲说注意身体是应该的。
It makes sense to take care of your health. It makes sense to take care of your health. Unit 177. Really, the prices are rising rapidly.
他说物价又上涨了。你赞同地说，真是这样，物价上涨得很迅速。
Really, the prices are rising rapidly.Really, the prices are rising rapidly.
他说你们是老朋友了，你也赞同，就说真的，我们从小就认识。
Really, we have known each other since childhood. Really, we have known each other since childhood.
朋友说你儿子真聪明，你觉得也是如此，就说是的，他四岁就可以读写了。
Really, he could read and write at the age of four.Really, he could read and write at the age of four.
丈夫说这件衣服买得贵了，你也觉得如此。你说，的确花了700元呢。
Really, it cost me 700. Really, it cost me 700.
朋友说这雨太大了，你也赞同。你说，一点也不假，雨水像是泼下来的。
Really, it looks like it's pouring down. Really, it looks like it's pouring down.
你对妻子说这孩子很懂事，妻子说是啊，回家的路上他一路照顾我。
Really, my son took care of me on the way home. Really, my son took care of me on the way home.
老师说你写的字太潦草了，你说是啊，我自己都认不出来了。
Really, I can't recognize it myself. Really, I can't recognize it myself.
弟弟说看来父亲的病是好多了，你说是啊，他今天散步走了三个小时。
Really, he took a walk for 3 hours. Really, he took a walk for 3 hours. Unit 178. A little exercise would do you good.
你最近劳累过度，全身酸痛，父亲说做点运动对你有好处。
A little exercise would do you good. A little exercise would do you good.
祖父每天都坚持散步，他说每天散散步对自己有好处。
Taking a walk every day would do me good. Taking a walk every day would do me good.
美容师认为水是美容最重要的一条。他说每天八杯水有益无害。
8 glasses of water a day would do you good. 8 glasses of water a day would do you good.
姐姐刚完成一项设计，她说到乡下去待一天会对她有好处。
A day in the country will do me good. A day in the country will do me good.
听说她在练气功，你问，这对她是否有点作用？
Has it done you any good? Has it done you any good?
孩子实在不想吃药。你劝他说吃了吧，这对你有好处。
Take it and it will do you good. Take it and it will do you good.
你为母亲熬鸡汤，你对她说这鸡汤对她有益。
The chicken soup will do you good. The chicken soup will do you good.
医生劝她不要再吸烟了，她说吸烟太多对她没有好处。
Too much smoking will do you no good. Too much smoking will do you no good.Unit 179. He will end up as president someday.
他干得出色，连连晋升。同事们都说他有朝一日能成为总统。
He will end up as president someday. He will end up as president someday.
这个律师从前曾经从事过许多种工作。他说他最后当上了律师。
I finally ended up as a lawyer. I finally ended up as a lawyer.
老人知道那个年轻人偷偷地干了不合法的事，就警告他说，他最终会进监狱的。
He'll end up in prison. He'll end up in prison.
朋友没有赴约，他解释说车子坏了，最后只好待在家里过节。
We ended up staying home for the holiday. We ended up staying home for the holiday.
交通警察见你不止一次地开飞车，就说你到头来非进医院不可。
You'll end up in the hospital. You'll end up in the hospital.
你在讲述那顿丰盛的晚餐时说，开始有汤喝，后来还有水果。
We started with soup and ended up with fruit. We started with soup and ended up with fruit.
连续剧的最后一集你没看上。你问家人故事是怎样结局的。
How did the story end up? How did the story end up?
他做事总是没有恒心。你说这样来他到头会一无所成的。
He'll end up achieving nothing. He'll end up achieving nothing.
Tingli Kertang, TingClass.com